Trump administration is retreating a bit in its trade war with China. It is postponing tariffs on some popular Chinese-made items to avoid affecting the holiday shopping season. Now, this made retailers happy and investors happy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped more than 370 points today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
The administration's been preparing to impose 10% tariffs on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of Chinese imports in less than 3 weeks. But this morning, the president's top trade official announced more than half those tariffs will be delayed until mid-December, when store shelves will already be stocked for holiday sales. Economist Mary Lovely of Syracuse University says that means there will be no import tax this fall on popular consumer items, such as cell phones, laptop computers, video game consoles, and certain toys and clothing.
These are products that lots of people buy for Christmas presents and back to school. And so I think that that would have been quite unpopular.
President Trump told reporters the tariffs were postponed after what he called a very productive phone call with Chinese officials. Trump also said he was acting to avoid any consumer fallout from the tariffs, a tacit admission that his import taxes are paid, at least in part, by Americans, something the president has long disputed. The stock market rallied on news of the tariff delay. The move was also welcomed by David French, senior vice president of the National Retail Federation.
It was an acknowledgement that we need to take a step back and slow the tariffs a little bit so the consumers don't feel the full brunt of it during the holiday season.
Still, the delay is only a partial reprieve. While tariffs on an estimated $160 billion worth of goods are being delayed, tariffs on another $112 billion are still set to take effect September 1st. French says it's all pretty confusing for retailers.
It's very difficult to operate a retail business when you don't know from month to month or week to week what the prices of your goods in the future will be.
The administration's shifting trade policies are also a source of uncertainty for other countries. The president has now threatened and backtracked on tariffs on more than one occasion. As a result, Lovely says other countries may be more willing to wait Trump out or call his bluff.
Many people still support the president. They believe that this process will lead to a better outcome with China. Unfortunately, I think that that happy ending is looking more and more in doubt with each passing week.
The administration did drop some items from the tariff target list altogether, including Bibles. It turns out China's a big supplier. American flags from China, however, are not getting a pass. Last year, the U.S. imported more than $6 billion worth of American flags from China. They'll face a 10% tariff starting next month. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.